When Senator John McCain released a report called America's Most Wasted, a small Vermont theater company was surprised to see itself listed as one of the worst examples of government spending. The National Endowment for the Arts gave $30,000 to the Sandglass Center for Puppetry and Theater Research. The money supports a series of puppet shows, including one called White Like Me, a honky-dory puppet show. McCain considers this a questionable puppet show and suggests that this grant is, quote, an outrageous pork project. We thought we'd see how the Sandglass Theater is reacting to this national notoriety. Eric Bass is artistic director, and he joins us now. Hi, Eric. Nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Jane. Nice to be with you again.
Were you surprised to see Sandglass Theater in John McCain's report?
Totally surprised. Totally surprised. It came out of the blue.
So John McCain says this is an example of wasteful government spending, that the National Endowment for the Arts gave $30,000 for what he calls questionable puppet shows in Vermont. Make the case, defend yourself, why you are putting on questionable puppet shows.
Well, first of all, I mean, they're not questionable as far as I'm concerned. What can I say? There's, you know, I mean, everyone working in the not-for-profit arts in this country, especially in theater, knows that it's a constant battle to keep the NEA alive, to keep government money going to support not-for-profit arts. So that's kind of underlying everything right there. Why Sandglass Theater? I don't know. Why a $30,000 grant when he's talking about wasteful spending in the millions? It's pretty hard to imagine. Sandglass is a small organization. We are small by choice. We can work personally with our community, with our audience. It keeps us mobile. We can, work collaboratively out in the world. We're doing a collaborative project right now in El Salvador.
Eric,
that we're interested in, yes?
Yeah, let me ask you then. So, you know, if a small organization like yours, $30,000 from the NEA can mean a lot.
A huge amount.
Yeah. So help me understand what this puppet show that was especially singled out, White Like Me. How do you see that, you know, working in our culture? You're talking about race issues. You're using puppetry to address some of the issues that we've been discussing culturally in this country surrounding race issues and understanding and misunderstanding.
Yeah. Well, Sandglass does two different kinds of presenting. I mean, in addition to the work that we create in our own company, we present work. And we present work either because it's good quality puppet theater and the art form interests us, or because the work, either puppetry or non-puppetry theater work, addresses social issues that we feel are vital to our community. Certainly, race is one of those issues, and I mean, the last time that I was on the program with you, we talked about the race peace group that we had brought up to the Brattleboro area from Louisiana and Mississippi to work in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Zaloom is a puppetry artist and satirist of very high stature in this country. He's been around quite a while. He's been a television personality on, he created Beekman on Beekman's World. There he is. And Paul has a wonderful way, in his own kind of personal, junk puppet style or trash puppet style, whatever you want to call it, of satirizing kind of really important issues so that we can laugh and be informed At the same time.
We're going to leave it there, Eric, because that what you're saying is important, and I'm sorry that we're out of time, but I appreciate that perspective on how you see this kind of money from the NEA working in your favor and helping contribute to conversations that are important in the arts and in our culture. Eric Bass is Artistic Director of Sandglass Theater. His organization was targeted by John McCain in a recent report detailing what the Republican senator and former presidential candidate sees as egregiously wasteful spending by the federal government.